Good morning, my friends. Good morning and welcome. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. Very excited to have you with us here tonight. It is Saturday, May 5th, 2007. It is 1 a.m. here in the Central Time Zone. Welcome back, all of you listening on shortwave at frequency 3.215. Welcome to all of you listening online at republicbroadcasting.org. Maybe you're at our site, franklyspeakingradio.com. Lots of great information on our guest tonight, his book and all of his information. Our phone number, if you'd like to ask your questions, feel free, 800-313-9443. Toll free worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. His name is Jerry E. Smith. The book is Weather Warfare. Jerry, welcome back. When we left off, we were talking about a thing called Project SEAL, which was to create a tsunami.
Exactly. The tsunami bomb, this was an amazing piece. When I hit this in my research, I just about fell over. And this is very recent in terms of when the news got out, in that during World War II, there were many technologies under development that didn't get finalized in time to be used for the war, like the Howard Hughes' Spruce Goose. The tsunami bomb was one of those, and it got classified, put away, mm-hmm. and then just about 6 years ago, the paperwork got declassified, so nobody's known about it for 50 years.
Oh, that's amazing.
An Australian scientist was lent to New Zealand, and in New Zealand, he was working on a tsunami bomb, and he spent the entirety of World War II working on the bomb and perfected it in 46. And did some trial detonations of it in 46 and 47. It worked. The United States, it may have still been the Department of War, which is now today the Department of Defense. The DOD got real interested in it. They invited this scientist to come to the Bikini Atoll atom bomb test, and he respectfully declined. So a bunch of guys from DOD went to his lab and poked through his papers. And one of them sent back a memo back to the Pentagon saying that if this thing had been completed during the war, it could have played as vital a role as the atom bomb.
Wow.
Now, for some reason, they have a working tsunami bomb, and they just go, oh, well, don't need this,
yes.
And file it.
That is amazing. And it does make you wonder, what are they waiting for?
Uh-huh. Mm. Or did they really just file it?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I don't know. I guess in my
and
mind,
of course, we don't know. That is really the wild thing, the scary thing, the big thing about weather as a weapon, about environmental modification as a weapon, because Mother Nature gives great credible deniability.
Mm-hmm.
Mother Nature
it's
has
beautiful.
Very big skirts.
Yeah.
That the military and Enron can hide behind.
That's exactly right. And it is interesting, too, because you've got the Pentagon abrupt climate change report, part of which is still classified, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
You can get the rest of it, indicating that the big things are on the way. They actually give years and you know, time frames to a lot of the stuff they expect to happen. So when you ramp up all this, you ramp up all the fear, global warming, climate change, flooding, drought, and extreme weather conditions, that pretty much sets the conditions of expectation by which you can implement any one of these things anytime, anywhere, and write it off to global warming.
Exactly. That's
pretty
it exactly.
Stuff. Hold on a second, my friend. Folks, I see you're in the queue. We'll continue with your phone calls as soon as we come back here in 3 minutes with our special guest this hour, Jerry Smith, author of the book Weather Warfare. Ask for it at a bookstore near you.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio, and I'm so glad you're with us because we're talking to Jerry E. Smith, author of the book Weather Warfare. Jerry, welcome back, and if it's all right with you, I'd like to continue with some of these calls.
Certainly.
Let's do it, folks. 800-313-9443. Let's go to Ronan in Texas. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you very much.
Thanks for being here.
And Jerry, thanks for your effort. Now, some people have said that there are some nanofibers that are dropping from the sky through chemtrails, and on some radio shows they said that this is causing a skin disorder called Morgellons. Mm. And I want to know if you've heard of the disease or if you think there's a correlation between the world weather agenda and that.
That's an excellent question. I remember when I first heard about Morgellons, the first place I had heard about it popping up, and this was, you know, just through my research, was in San Antonio, and I had seen that there were fibrous, you know, things coming down from the chemtrails, and they were hanging off power lines and off of trees and things like that. And that was fairly close to it. And since Morgellons was sort of a fiber type of disease, as you look at some of these things, and these are, you know, have a limited intelligence of their own, very, very bizarre stuff. You know, I remember talking about that several years ago, but since then, I don't actually know. But chemtrails, a lot of bizarre stuff being found after chemtrailing. Jerry, your thoughts?
Wow, a very big subject, a very big piece of the book. The book is 400 pages, and I spend 100 pages on chemtrails. Now, I do not go into the bios, into the biological side of chemtrails, primarily because Will Thomas came out with a book a year ago, Chemtrails Confirmed, in which he goes heavily into the biological side of it. So I decided not to step on his toes and just stick, again, with this book, I stick with what I can prove. And I couldn't find any provable smoking gun between the biologicals and the chemtrails. So I just eschewed the entire subject and left it on Will's plate. Mm-hmm. Now, what I did do, and since we've opened up chemtrails, let's do the subject. What I found is that there is a popular misconception that all persistent contrails are chemtrails. And I say popular misconception quite intentionally, in that I believe that there is not one single spraying program. There are, in fact, been thousands of intentional release operations since the 1950s. There may indeed be one or more intentional spraying programs. However, I cannot find any credible evidence that commercial jet aircraft, United Airlines, American Airlines, Delta Airlines, are actively, knowingly involved in this program. And the reason I say that is simply because we live in the most litigious time in human history. It's inconceivable that a commercial entity would knowingly spray toxic chemicals on future customers. It's inconceivable that their lawyers would allow them to do it. The only way that United Airlines would be spraying toxins on us is if A, Congress passed a law immunizing them against tort. If Congress passed a law saying, okay, you guys are home free, nobody can sue you, they could do it. Or if the President of the United States declared a national emergency, invoked emergency powers, and nationalized the airplanes, he could then order them to spray the population. If either of those two conditions have been met, I did not get the memo. So what I can tell you is that there are persistent contrails. The persistent contrails are a significant, serious environmental threat. They are not benign, as the U.S. government is telling us. However, there is not necessarily a secret additive that makes them into chemtrails. Now, there may indeed be secret spraying programs in place that are using the persistent contrails as a literal smokescreen to hide their operations behind. So let me go into the science of persistent contrails so you understand where I'm coming from on this. What we have seen since 1980 is that three major changes have occurred. The jet engine has changed, the jet fuel has changed, and the atmosphere itself has changed. And all three of these changes are conducive to persistent contrails. We've been talking about global warming all night. The warmer the atmosphere gets, the more moisture it can hold, which means the more moisture it can give to contrails, the more ice crystals it can form. The jet engine has changed. Prior to 1980, the old-style jet engine produced was incredibly inefficient. It only was running at about 20% efficiency. 80% of the fuel was spewed out behind the plane as a black, sooty, sticky substance. After 1980, they developed the high-bypass turbofan, which flipped it around and made the jet engine one of the most efficient engines on the planet, and it's now better than 90% efficient, which means only a tiny bit of the fuel gets spewed out behind the plane, and the fuel has changed itself from JP4 to JP8, and in some cases now they're running JP10. And these reconstituted fuels burn cleaner and produce more water vapor as a particulate. And when they burn cleaner, the particle coming out is no longer black and sooty, but is clear or white. And this this clear or white, the difference between a black particle and a white particle as the nucleating agent is that when a black particle gets an ice crystal attached to it, the black particle during the day absorbs solar energy, solar heat, heats up, melts the ice. So the old traditional pre-1980 contrail that you think of is this streak behind the jet, and it disappears very quickly. After 1980, when we have white or clear particles, the ice attaches itself to the particle, and it doesn't heat up, and it doesn't melt the ice. And because the air has more moisture in it, and because the fuel has more moisture in it, that there are more ice crystals to attach to it, so the ice crystals grow instead of going away. And this is why we have persistent contrails. And the persistent contrails are a significant environmental problem that are having major impact across the planet that is only just in the last few years been recognized by mainstream science.
Yeah, I saw a documentary on BBC that talked about global dimming. Which
That's
is
it, exactly.
Yeah.
Global dimming may indeed be a major outcome of persistent contrails. So we have two problems here. We have intentional scientific and military atmospheric aerosol releases, and we have persistent contrails. Now, as for why there are these intentional atmospheric releases, the majority of these things boil down to communications and surveillance. One of the primaries for since the 1950s has been to create artificial bounce spots, to create tubes, tunnels, channels to aim radio messages down. And one of the things they found with barium releases is that barium striates, it forms flat platforms in the sky. If you've noticed alto cumulus on a warm, sunny day, you'll get these big, puffy, white clouds with big, round tops and nice, flat bottoms. That's because the atmosphere is like a parfait. It's layered, warm, cold, warm, cold, warm, cold, and the alto cumulus sit on a layer. Well, when they release the barium finds one of those layers and spreads out, forming a flat platform, and is a wonderful medium for bouncing radio off of. And they've been using this for enhanced, specified, special radio communications since the 1950s. Now, as for chemtrails in the broad sense, if there's a broad, big spraying program, the best guess is global warming mitigation. Again, it all comes back to global warming. And again, the theory of the heavily promoted theory of global warming is greenhouse gases. And the concept here is that gases like CO2 go to the top of the atmosphere and work like the panes of glass in a greenhouse, where they allow solar energy, solar heat in, and don't let the heat back out again. Now, back in 1979, famed physicist Freeman Dyson suggested that if that really were what's going on, this would be easy to mitigate, and that the Earth reflects back some of the solar energy. Some of the solar heat doesn't get into the Earth. It gets reflected back into space. And the measure of how much gets reflected back is called the Earth's albedo. And his suggestion was, let's just increase the Earth's albedo. Let's make the Earth shinier, and less heat will get in. And the more heat that gets trapped, the more shiny we make it, and the less will come in, and then we can just balance this thing out. And a number of major scientific organizations have examined this. Oh, I hear the hear the telltale music.
Yes, you do. Let me ask you both to hang on, gentlemen, and our callers as well. We'll get to you. Stay with us. More Frankly Speaking Radio in 3 minutes.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Zionist plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is a Zionist and how Congress is controlled by the Zionists. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whelan. Glad to have you experiencing our guest here tonight. Incredible book, a must-have for anybody's library. It's called Weather Warfare, The Military's Plan to Draft Mother Nature. Jerry Smith, welcome back, sir. And Ronan in Texas is our caller. Welcome back to you, sir. Go ahead.
So this entire project is just a really bad plan to protect us from global warming?
It could be that. It could indeed be that. Where I was going with this was that a number of scientific organizations have picked up the idea of trying to mitigate global warming rather than trying to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. And one of the organizations is Lawrence Livermore National Laboratory, the folks that gave us the hydrogen bomb and a lot of laser weapons. Lawrence Livermore has spent over 20 years and over $200 million on crunching numbers on mitigation schemes, and they've come up with some schemes that I find just absolutely hilarious. My favorite, I just die laughing every time I think of this thing, and this was seriously proposed by Lawrence Livermore to the President of the United States in a closed-door meeting in the White House a couple of years ago that was reported on in a number of sources, including Science and Popular Mechanics. And this proposal was to build a fleet of robot sailboats. These robot sailboats would sail back and forth across the world's oceans outside of normal shipping lanes. They would be powered by solar power and run by computers, and they would have on board solar-powered fog generators, and they would create vast banks of shiny fog so as to increase the Earth's albedo, so as to mitigate global warming. Now, Lawrence Livermore has come up with a bunch of these goofy concepts, but the one that they have latched onto as being the answer, and the one they are heavily promoting, and is the United States government begged the IPCC to include it in the report that just came out, is as the Brits described it. The BBC speaking of the American entry or the American request. I'm kind of stepping on myself here. The report that came out this year, mm-hmm. a year ago, the IPCC, an intergovernmental panel on climate change, sent the draft to various governments to get their input. The U.S. Response was released just before the first phase of the IPCC was released, and the U.S. insisted that the IPCC should be looking at mitigation schemes, particularly what we know as chemtrails and giant space mirrors to reflect solar energy. And the BBC had a brilliant, scathing report on it with the title, U.S. Response to Global Warming, Smoke and Giant Space Mirrors. Now, by smoke, what the Lawrence Livermore plan is to increase the Earth's albedo by intentionally releasing shiny dust, particularly aluminum and barium, mm-hmm. into the very top of the atmosphere. Now, numerous scientific bodies have picked up on this. I mean, Lawrence Livermore, when they launched this thing a decade ago, Edward Teller, the then associate director, father of the hydrogen bomb, heavily promoted this thing. In fact, wrote an article on it for Dow Jones, the Wall Street Journal, suggesting that Lawrence Livermore, that the United States build that put up a sunscreen to save the Earth from global warming, and the suggestion clearly was chemtrails, mm-hmm. that by putting the shiny dust into the top of the atmosphere, it would reduce the Earth's albedo by 1 or 2%, which would balance out the amount of energy coming into us and allow us to continue putting up more coal-fired power plants and driving SUVs without having to worry about it.
Now, people are ecological terrorists.
Yes. And no green will listen to anything that comes out of Lawrence Livermore. Well, a number of other scientific bodies have weighed in on this. SRI, the Stanford Research Institute, has come out very heavily in favor of it. And the SRI, the Stanford Law Journal, their monthly law magazine, had an article in which they called for a global environmental Manhattan Project that would be a super secret project to save the world from global warming by doing chemtrails. So another aspect of this is that a number of other agencies, a number of other government bodies.
Jerry, before you get down that road, let me ask you to hang on. Music quietly playing in the background. Ronan, you're welcome to stand if you have more questions. Folks, we got a good 25 minutes or so left with our guest, Jerry Smith. I suggest you get your calls in now while you can. More Frankly Speaking Radio in 3 minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
Welcome back. Glad you're here, folks. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whelan. Amazing how fast 2.5 hours goes. Got about 25 minutes, as I said, with our guest, Jerry E. Smith. The book is called Weather Warfare. And welcome back, Jerry. Welcome back to Ronan in Texas. Jerry, go ahead and finish your thought there, my friend.
Okay. A number of other greener scientific organizations have looked at this, and they've gone, but wait a minute. If you inject this dust too low in the atmosphere, it will do the opposite effect. It will actually hold in more heat. It will exacerbate rather than mitigate. Mm-hmm. And I suggest, you know, maybe that's what it's all about. Maybe that they are in that they are intentionally exacerbating global warming so as to build this a political machine to force a global government on us that will be able to take our power plants and SUVs from us. Now, the politics behind this gets there's a number of political movements and isms and ologies involved in this. One of the areas that I find particularly interesting is that there is among radical Greens, there is the consensus that Western civilization is dead wrong, that the consumerism, the consumer economy that America is built on is a mistake, that the mantra is the U.S. has 20% of the world's resources, but we consume 80% of the world's resources. This is seen as a crime against humanity. And they recognize that we are not going to, they're not going to be able to talk us out of our SUVs and iPods. And so the recognition is that if they can't talk us out of them, they'll just have to take them. And so there is a substantial movement at the extreme green end of the political spectrum to disassemble the first world, is to put up a political machine that the Kyoto protocols are the first step in constructing this machine that will eventually end up with essentially a global green Gestapo that will alter our behavior into something sustainable. And of course, sustainable development really is no development.
Oh, amazing. Ronan?
I think that Larry Livermore needs to be committed to the insane asylum.
Yeah, right on.
No, it's not Larry Livermore. It's Lawrence Livermore.
Right.
Founded by a guy named Lawrence in the town of Livermore.
Ah, okay. You mentioned that American air carriers are not complicit in this. So
I have not seen any credible evidence that they are. Yes,
but you have seen evidence, though, have you not?
Yeah. Okay. And I have it in the book.
Yes.
There's this great interview with someone who claims to be one of the scientists working on the program for Lawrence Livermore, and that he crunches the numbers on how many canisters of what have to be released over what area in order to get how much coverage. It's an interesting discussion, and I included it in the book not because I think it's true, but because it is really interesting reading.
Yeah.
And it ties into a number of other things, including there's this famous one that's floating around on the internet that this guy claims to be an airplane mechanic, and he gets called in to work on a system he doesn't normally work on, which is the toilet. And when he gets into the toilet, he discovers there's all these tanks and tubing and wonders what the hell is going on. And he looks into it and nearly gets fired. His computer gets hacked. People put things in his locker, basically warning him that if he sticks his nose in this again, he won't have a nose to stick in. It's another compelling piece that is, it's all over the internet, so I felt I had to put it in the book, and it does corroborate Deep Shield's story, but there's really no proof that any of these are legitimate evidence, anything other than internet hoaxes.
What can I and the listeners do to hold the people responsible accountable for destroying our Earth?
Excellent question.
Well, we fund, the United States government gives Lawrence Livermore National Laboratories an awful lot of money. You ought to ask your congressman why he signs on to those appropriation bills.
I think the other thing you could do, Ronan, is certainly pick up this book and use some of these documented and provable experiments and technologies and innovations to be able to go to your representatives if you think they'll listen and bring this to them and let them know. The other thing we should also talk about, Jerry, is the let me find my notes here. This is the it was proposed by Kucinich in 2001. I think it's called the Space Preservation Act. Is that
exactly
correct? Okay. Now that was an important thing because here you had Kucinich out there backing this thing, which talked about, and I'll let you take it from here, but obviously the most stunning thing about it mentioned in that documentation, chemtrails.
Exactly. Kucinich introduced a bill, the Space Preservation Act, which essentially required that, one, the United States could never put weapons into space, and two, if there were any weapons in space, we had to bring them down, and laid listed a whole shopping list of the kinds of weapons, the kinds of technologies that could not be used, and expressly stated chemtrails.
Mm-hmm.
That bill was gutted. That bill never got out of committee. He was forced to reintroduce the bill with 2/3 of the bill no longer in it, including the word chemtrail cut out of it. And again, it never got out of committee. I have a whole section on NMOD legislation in which the centerpiece, of course, is an examination of the NMOD treaty itself, but I also cover the various laws and acts that led up to the NMOD treaty and where we stand today, including the K. Bailey Hutchinson Weather Modification Research and Technology Transfer Authorization Act of 2005, which also never succeeded. It got out of committee, it got put on the calendar, and then it never came up for a vote because it proved to be too hot a potato.
I'll definitely pick up the book. Thank you very much.
Hey, I think you'll get a lot out of it, my friend. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Fantastic stuff, Jerry. I like to hear people engaged with this. I like to hear people passionate and, you know, asking these kinds of questions. And I also love it when people are hearing things in such great depth as you're able to bring it for the first time. That's always a wonderful thing for me.
Well, Frank, we're now, something like 5 hours past my bedtime.
Yes.
And, hey, I've got in the immortal words of Steely Dan, I got a case of dynamite. I think I can hold out all night. I'll go the rest of the distance if you want me to.
Really?
Yep.
All right. I would love that very much. Well, let's keep going with the calls.
Every time I get on your show, I plan to be here an hour, and I end up four.
Well, I appreciate it. I really do. It's fun to have this amount of time. I mean, most people don't have shows that are 4 hours in length.
Right.
And we never
get into the meat and, you know, we cover the highlights in an hour. We never get into the details, and that's really why I'm hanging in here, is that I get to cover some of the details. I mean, I've actually quoted some quotes I've never said on the air before, and I've done like almost 100 interviews on this book now, and there's some stuff I've never had a chance to touch before.
Oh, wonderful. Well, that's very exciting for me as well. Folks, our phone number, 800-313-9443. Let's go to Gary in Tennessee. Gary, welcome to the show, sir.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Oh, I didn't hear the click.
Click, click, click.
Yeah, you're
click,
with
click,
us.
Click.
You're with us.
Okay. About 8 years ago, I received an email, Author Anonymous, and within the last 2 years, I received virtually the same type of email, Author Anonymous. They were mechanics for commercial airlines.
Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I quote that email in the book. That's what we were just talking about. It's a compelling piece, and if it were true, it'd be really scary. But there's, as you said, Author Anonymous. I mean, it often gets somebody sends it to you who you know, and somebody sent it to them, and somebody sent it to them, and somebody sent it to them, and this thing's been circulating around, I think, since May of 2005.
Well, that may be true, but the bottom line is this guy who worked on a particular system in a commercial aircraft was required to do another system, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
he found tanks, he found pipes, he found tubing, he found nozzles on the trailing edge of the aircraft wing.
Right. That's the story.
He found the black box that was could be initiated by satellite. And the bottom line is the honey wagon that comes in to discharge the human waste had two hoses. One discharged the human waste, the other one charged the tanks.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Now you go to the aerosol spraying. I refuse to call it chemtrails.
Good, good for you.
I call it aerosol spraying. And we're talking about barium salts and aluminum particles, sub-nano type things, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And we all know that aluminum causes Alzheimer's.
Yep.
And then you go to Dr. Mike Castle.
Right, I quote him in the book.
Yes. He wrote a white paper. I know Mike Castle personally.
Okay. I interviewed him twice for the book.
Yeah, he and I had coffee many times at a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He's a environmental cleanup expert.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that the barium salts that are being sprayed on us are killing the microflora bacterial bacteria in the soil.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And will eventually kill the ability for a lot of plants to grow on Earth. And the other source I go to, which who I have met and talked with, is the guy down in Texas. I can't think of his name right now.
Well, let's, Jerry, you jump in here. Tell us about your interview process and what information you got out of it.
Well, I was just looking through the bibliography, looking for Castle, and I realized that I had quote from it in the book, and then I didn't put it in the bibliography, and I keep running into that. There's a whole bunch of things that I quote in the book, and then I was so excited about getting them in the book, I forgot to put them in the darn bibliography.
Okay.
Let's see. Castle, Alaska Flight 261. Castle used that as proof that there was a spraying program, and that Alaska Flight 261 is the flight that had the jack screw go under. The jack screw stopped working, and the plane crashed because of it. Castle's article is The Methodic Demise of Natural Earth Systems. And he maintained that the grit factor in the aluminum and barium and other heavy metals in the aerosol releases were incredibly I'm getting tired, the abrasive, and that the abrasive nature of these metals would wear on aircraft performance parts. And he was convinced that the jack screw assembly had been simply worn down on that particular plane, because that plane flew through the grit plume most of its life.
Hmm. Wow.
Yeah, that's on page 284.
Okay.
I think you pretty much got it down pat. I wish I could remember this guy down there, that Cliff Carnicom.
He's in New Mexico, not Texas. Clifford apparently right now is very sick. He's been accepting a lot of samples from people who've been collecting samples, and he has gotten sick from the samples. That's a.
Oh, wow.
I got this from Amy Worthington, who is one of the. The Idaho Observer show, I think it was last night, and I'm going to do it again tomorrow morning. I think I did it. No, Wednesday night. And after the Idaho Observer show Wednesday night, Amy Worthington and I talked for a little bit, and she has written a number of articles on chemtrails for the Idaho Observer, and I reference her in the book and list her in the. bibliography. The bibliography, by the way, is 32 pages long. I got to tell you, if I'd had this list 5 years ago, I would have been willing to pay $100 for this list 5 years ago. This is I personally believe that the bibliography of this book alone is worth the price of the book.
I have one more comment before I leave. The RBN Network sells a product called Aeronizer, and it will take out sub-nanoparticles from the air. And if you want to protect your house from chemtrails, buy an Aeronizer.
It's good advice.
It'll do the job.
Good advice. Thank you so much for the call, Gary. Folks, up to another break here, tail end of hour number three. Please stay with us. Back in 3 minutes with your calls. And, of course, more from our guest tonight, Jerry Smith, author of the book Weather Warfare, the website jerryesmith.com. Stay with us.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017. Or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Steve.
Welcome back. Glad you're here, folks. You are listening to the fastest 4 hours in talk radio, and with us the entire program, courtesy of his generosity and the amazing aspects of the information. Jerry Smith is with us, author of the book Weather Warfare, The Military's Plan to Draft Mother Nature. Again, his website is www.jerryesmith.com. The publisher's website is www.adventuresunlimited.com.
No, AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com.
Yes, that's right. I was looking at the other one. Yes, AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. And, of course, you can ask for this at your local bookstores. And fantastic stuff. Again, a must-read, a must-have. Thank you again so much for your time, my friend.
Thank you. Hey, before we before we get much further, I wanted to mention Conspiracy Con.
Oh, okay. What's this?
Conspiracy Con is held every year. This is Conspiracy Con number 7. It's held in the San Francisco Bay Area. The flyer for it reads, where other conferences end, Conspiracy Con begins. 10 of the world's most controversial speakers to convene in the SF Bay Area May 26 and 27, 2007. And these include Dr. Leonard Horowitz, G. Edward Griffin, Marshall Summers, Stuart Swerdlow, Steve Heffling, Dave Van Kleist, Ken Thomas, Joe Bannister, Ashley Mote of the European Parliament, and myself.
Wow. Very, very cool.
Ashley Mote is going to be speaking as a member of the EU Parliament. She's going to be speaking about the dangers of the EU.
Really?
Joe Bannister was an IRS enforcer. He was an enforcement officer who went out and busted people for not paying their taxes. And then one day it occurred to him, you know, what law am I working on? And he could not get any of his bosses to show him the law because there is no law. At which point he then went out and informed Americans that they really don't have to pay the IRS, at which point the IRS tried to put him in jail for destroying America, and he won the case.
Wow.
Dave Van Kleist is the co-host of the Power Hour with his wife Joyce Riley.
Yeah.
And he's going to be doing the show has a banquet with a keynote speaker, and Dave is going to be the entertainment portion in which he's going to do a speech and entertain us with his patriotic music and humor.
Wow.
And of course, okay. G. Edward Griffin wrote one of the great books of conspiracy literature, The Creature from Jekyll Island, that reveals how the bankers created the Federal Reserve Board, the Federal Reserve banking system, as a way to rip America blind, and they have so far succeeded in stealing something like $7 trillion from America.
That's amazing stuff. Well, it sounds like it's going to be action-packed.
I'm going to be speaking on the subject we've been talking about all night.
How much time are they going to give you?
I'm going to have 90 minutes. I'm going to have 90 minutes, so it's going to be very quick, but it's going to be very visual. I'm going to show you all the stuff I couldn't show you here on the radio.
Oh, that's wonderful. Wonderful stuff. Well, folks, please stay with us. We're back in only 90 seconds. We still have time. Of course, in the final hour for your questions at 800-313-9443, toll-free and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. More from our guest, Jerry E. Smith, and more Frankly Speaking Radio right after this.